Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love, and this week I would like to discuss how to tell if someone is going to cheat on you. Now, the popular school of thought seems to be that if they're willing to do it with you, they will do it to you. Basically, that means that if you met them when they were already in a relationship and they started dating you and having sex with you without having broken up with the person they were with, then if they did that with you, what's to stop that from happening with you? And that's certainly true in a lot of cases, not necessarily all the cases, but one thing we do know, if you're going to be with someone who was dating someone else or married someone else and they started seeing you, is that they're definitely capable of lying and they're definitely capable of cheating. So that's one thing to take into account if you are going to go on and have a relationship with that person. But other than that, there really is no foolproof way of knowing if someone is going to cheat. Let's use the example of sex. A lot of women think, well, you know, I have to give my man sex, otherwise he'll cheat. I have to give him the type of sex he wants as often as he wants, and then after that, he will not cheat. Well, I wish it were that easy, but it's not, because certainly with some men, you can give them all the sex they want and more, whenever they want, however they want, and they will still cheat. And then there are men who you don't give them hardly any sex. They're asking for more, they're begging for more, but they will never cheat. So there really is no way to tell if someone is going to cheat. So it's always good to come from a point of view of what can you do, where does your power lie? And your power lies in being the best partner that you can be. That's all you can do. You can't stop someone from cheating. You can't know if someone is going to cheat. All you can do is take care of your side of the garden, shall we say, and you do what you can to make their life easier, make their life better, make their life happier. You lift them up. You compliment them. You give them sincere compliments. Let them know that they're loved and that you're on their side. And that's really all you can do. Other than that, after that, it's up to them whether they cheat or not. And by the way, a lot of times when people find out that their partner cheated and they tell their friends or their family, everyone immediately jumps on the bandwagon of, well, you need to break up with them. You need to break up with them. But what if you were happy before you found out that they had cheated? What if they were treating you great, but they still cheated, but you were happy? Does that mean you have to leave just because they cheated? Well, I don't think so. You leave when you're ready. You leave when you want to. You don't leave just because they cheated, if you're able to get past that. Just like you don't stay with someone just because they're treating you great, but you're still not happy. So if someone cheats, but you're happy and you're able to work it out, you're able to get past it, by all means, stay. And even if someone doesn't cheat, but you're not happy, then by all means, go. So in the end, you know, you can only focus on being the best partner that you can be. And then after that, let the chips fall where they may. So if you have any questions or comments about this, you can reach me on my website, theartoflove.net, where I am also available for private coaching. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please be sure to rate my podcast and also to leave a review. And until next time, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.